Robert Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. It is Turling Tuesday.
Ooh.
Now I get to make fun of Travis. He's
yes.
On vacation.
Hey, he's not actually on vacation. I'm just interested if he's listening. He's in Eastern time zone.
Oh.
If I gave you a quiz, all right, geographic quiz, where's Valley Forge? The region of Valley Forge.
Region of Valley Forge.
Think northeast.
Oh, yeah. I would say Pennsylvania-ish.
Oh, which side of Pennsylvania, west or east?
East side.
Okay. What city is known for the, I mean, really, it's if you see, I had no clue about this until I met people from Valley Forge Sports Tourism. Philadelphia.
That I didn't know.
So they're in Philly at a really cool conference. It's like their inaugural conference. I almost said first annual. That's mm-hmm. terrible. It's called Plazy Summit, and so it's called okay. It's like an innovator summit. Wow, I can't talk. But they're both there, Aubrey and Travis. So yeah, we get to talk bad about Travis. Hey, I sit out. I mean, the segment is called Turling Tourism Tuesday, and Travis has probably been on in the last, yes. more in the last 6 months than me.
That's all right. He's still upset that I don't have an intro for it. So,
we were wordsmithing some stuff the other day, joking around in the office.
So. I got to meet his significant other Friday
okay.
night, and she apparently has friends that listen to the program. And she called me out for mentioning her on the program.
Why?
Well, because I said, you know, I told him, I'd warned him. They went on vacation together. I said, that's a big determination of whether you can stick it out in a relationship or not. Especially since she's going to hang out with nothing but your family. You may get back. She may decide to head the other direction.
I'm impressed that generation is listening.
She wasn't.
Okay. Oh.
Friends of hers were.
Okay.
And, of course, they heard what they wanted to hear because I told her, I said, I was not bashing you at all. I said, if anything, I was building you up.
Exactly.
Without even meeting you to him.
I mean, how many times?
Because you suffered with the rest of his family to yeah. go out there and stick it out. So yeah.
Lindsay didn't believe me. And, you know, my better half didn't believe me that I mentioned her on this show all the time.
Yep.
Until, you know, you actually told her that. And she yeah. believes you more than me.
Oh, of course.
So
that's how it works.
No, I'm here.
You're here, and you brought a special guest,
yes.
which I love when you do this, too,
yes.
by the way.
Yes, and I want to introduce, and I know there's people in the community that know about this program, but I want more people to know about it. And Jeff Miller is here, mm-hmm. also Coach Miller. I know Jeff personally, but he said Coach Miller. I said, we got to give you a first name, too.
Yeah.
Jeff Miller, and he is representing Southern Christian Athletics. Welcome, Jeff. How are you doing, bud?
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I know you actually have someone who is a active listener of the show, speaking of people that love your show,
thank you.
This segment, and he's coming, so we can talk bad about him, right? Jason Scott.
Sounds great.
And he is Coach Scott, right?
Yes,
all right,
sir.
Give us kind of a rundown, if you had 30 seconds in an elevator to tell someone about Southern Christian Athletics, go.
Well, we are a sports organization for homeschool kids to give them the opportunity to play varsity sports.
Mm.
So they can, you know, compete just like all the other kids who compete at Opelika,
correct.
Auburn. Our conference is actually very, very solid. We travel a lot.
Within the region of the state, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So our conference, we'll go to Alabaster, we'll go to Pelham.
Wow.
Tuscaloosa.
And there's a national scene for this.
Correct.
Because my best friend since I was 1 year old was homeschooled until about 10th grade. And we're 39, you know, so I don't even think some of these programs like this existed. Now, I know he played athletics, so they were starting to.
The first time I heard of it was probably the Tim Tebow.
Yes, exactly.
Homeschooled that played. But then again, that wasn't like this. That was a special waiver that he needed.
Yeah, these are organized.
This is organized.
And that's what Jeff and I, you know, just getting to know Jeff over the last, 4 years, 3 years, and then finding out, you know, and Jeff is big, and I know Southern Christian Athletics is. It's more than athletics, right? I mean,
yes.
It's about building young men and women and giving them the most opportunities. Because I think the the myth of most people that, in me personally, that think like homeschool kids, they don't get these opportunities. They do. Mm-hmm. You know, they just don't go to school like traditional kids to a brick and mortar school in a lot of ways. But they still have the same opportunities. They still have the same athletic extracurricular opportunities, the art and culture opportunities. They're just mm-hmm. done through associations or groups like this. So speak to the sports. What sports are offered?
All right. So we have football, basketball, mm-hmm. baseball, softball. Tennis. Did I say volleyball?
No.
All right, volleyball.
Cheerleading.
Cross country, cheerleading. We actually have sideline cheer and competitive cheer, which I think we got second at nationals last year, and we won it in either 23 or 24.
Wow. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, we got to get – so I told him this. We got to get some of those competitions here.
Yes.
Some of those national, regional competitions here. And Jeff and I are starting to talk about that. And obviously with Jason Scott. And then tell them as far as like seasons. Obviously, we're coming up on the start. You know, August, everybody thinks school, mm-hmm. right? And then they think sports. So what are offered in the fall? And then obviously I want to get into eight-man football.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we got football and volleyball practicing hard right now. Mm. And I think that's what we got right now in the fall.
I think one thing that stood out to me, too, we were talking off the air a little bit, as you said, also you guys, not just the homeschool kids, private school, if they don't offer a program,
correct.
You guys take them as well. So,
yes, sir.
How does that process work? They just contact you guys, or how do you know, how would they go about doing that?
So, yeah. So, for example, like last year, the Trinity didn't have a football team.
Okay.
So we had a couple kids come over and – play with us. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, they have a football team this year. So
competition.
Well, it's not that.
They sent them over to see what they were doing, and they're going to implement it. I get it. I totally get it.
No,
we do that with our salespeople. We send them somewhere else first, but bring them back.
You know, we put the work in to train them up, and unfortunately, they have a football there.
Okay.
At their school now, so. But if they're listening, we did change the playbook, so you will not be able to see or know what we're doing.
I got you.
How many games y'all play in most seasons? I mean, especially the team sports.
Well, normally we can play the AISA schools.
That's mm-hmm. cool.
In eight-man. It's in their bylaws that we can play them. But this year, with Trinity joining, mm-hmm. they actually have enough teams they don't have to play outside. So we were gotcha. Actually worried that we're going to fill a schedule.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then, the week zero, we got Gatlinburg. We got picked up that game.
Gatlinburg. Yeah. We're having to go to Tennessee.
Yeah, Big Black Bear Brawl.
I know exactly where that is, and I know the facility that hosts that.
How about that?
Yeah, it's a very nice facility with between the public school up there, the county, mm-hmm. Sevierville actually, and Gatlinburg. It's a phenomenal facility, and don't think mega sports complex because mm-hmm. it's a school and a public kind of facility for Parks mm-hmm. and Rec, and they have a lot of nice turf fields and mm-hmm. they host a lot of. Very small but unique events, like mm-hmm. very high-level football, very high-level showcases and stuff in the summer. I've been there. My niece has played a lot of soccer.
So. Yeah.
But it's interesting just to talk about how and again, this is how where AO Tourism comes in. We want to support things that, A, give kids in this community an opportunity.
Right.
People, period, not just kids. We don't focus just on kids. Obviously, for me, it's sports tourism, it's recreation, it's opportunity. That ties into health and wellness, mm-hmm. all these great things that sports provides. And so then there's the next step of, hey, how can we support you? How does AO mm-hmm. Tourism support, you know, Southern Christian Athletics? And a lot of times it's like, hey, what can help make you a healthier organization, mm-hmm. whether it's sponsor some stuff, promote the organization, let the community know about more opportunities, how they can get involved, whether their kids can participate, compete, whether someone can sponsor. Mm-hmm. Y'all travel, you have needs just like yep. every other program does. And as this community grows, I was just talking about this inside our office about as this community grows, you're going to see more of these kind of programs pop mm-hmm. up, and they need to pop up, whether it's private schools or opportunities like this. You know, so for us, we're looking at kind of the stair step. It's like, hey, how can we move this up the escalator to give them the resources they need, encourage other people in the communities to support Southern Christian Athletics. But then we want these kids to travel out and have these experiences yes. because I know it's so cool to go travel to do anything. I mean, mm-hmm. some kids do not get the opportunity to just travel, mm-hmm. not alone just travel for sports or something that you're competing in. But we would like to have some of that here too. So we are looking at, hey, how can we host an 8-man football tournament here? How can we host something that may be a fundraiser for Southern Christian mm-hmm. Athletics, but allows athletics and visitors to come here and visit? So it's just fascinating, because I know there's obviously a statewide situation for this. There's a regional network, and then there's a national network. Mm-hmm. So it's really interesting. How many kids would you guess, this is probably putting you on the spot, how many kids would you guess are in the program?
Well, I actually counted it last night.
Wow. Prepared.
We have 33 on the football team,
okay,
which is a record high for us.
That's more than I had on my football team in 1A football in high school.
I was about to say.
I think that's about the same numbers as what Beulah has, yeah, and they're 3A.
Mm. Wow. Yeah.
And so that's big. We could cross over to 11-man. Yeah. I don't think we're ready for that yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you'll probably have hundreds in your whole program, the whole, like, all that, no, all the sports. I mean, no, I know there's a lot of crossovers.
There's a lot of crossovers.
I imagine that. But that's impressive. Just the football team has 33 kids on it. I think that shows you the demand in this community. Yeah. I think that shows you there are so many people, A, that are already here, but then moving here, mm-hmm, that they want opportunities. And it's fascinating. I am not smart enough to know how many kids are now in homeschool versus, mm-hmm, you know, say 10 years ago.
Oh, it's going to be
imagine
more, because now
going
they get
up
the opportunity, because, you know, they got a new program,
yep,
that was put out where kids can be homeschooled or choose a school of their choice if they're buying in. And so I think you're seeing more and more of it, just because not only that, they're getting assistance now along with, you know, wanting to, if they live too far out or if they're living that deep in the county or whatever. So let's put a pause on it real second. Let me take a break. I think Jason's actually here, so we'll get Jason in here and we'll talk a little bit more about what's going on Southern Christian Athletics, as well as tourism. We're telling you how it relates as well. Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station. Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station, as we've been joined by Jason Scott, is apparently he plays the role of head coach.
And from time to time.
What is your other hat you wear, Coach Scott?
Well, I am the athletic director.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah, the athletic director for Southern Christian. Me and my wife founded Southern Christian in 2020.
Okay.
During the heat of the COVID phenomena that was going forward.
No challenges there, huh?
Oh, no challenges. No tough time finding things and getting things ordered. So it was an amazing year. And so we're in year five now, going on to year six. And as Coach Miller was talking about, the numbers for homeschoolers are going up, and we're seeing it on our football teams, our baseball teams, mm-hmm, our girls softball teams. And right now, it's about a 33% increase every year for homeschoolers.
Ooh. Okay.
And so a lot of that has to do with the way that you can homeschool now. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that does make Southern Christian different than anybody else around is that we take the virtual learners. So you have kids that during COVID, they said, well, I don't want my kid to have to go to school anymore. I like this virtual thing. So they stayed home. The school systems, because they are staying home, they're not playing sports. They're not allowed to play sports and stuff, mm-hmm, like that. And so our conference voted and allows for any of those virtual learners can actually play sports with us. So it works out that we're not just helping the homeschoolers, but we're helping the virtual learners as well. And that's another part of the population that really is going up. A lot of kids are choosing that, mm-hmm, direction to educate the families that are choosing that way. So,
what kind of sent you on this mission in 2020?
That's a great question. So,
besides sitting around the house and being bored because nobody got to go to work.
Well, I got teenagers, so that's a big part of it.
Right.
And I have athletes. The guys love playing sports. Three sport athletes. They're kind of their senior year this year. They're wanting to cut it down to just two sports and kind of focus, but they've always been three or four sport athletes as well. We had shooting sports until last year, and that's a whole different conversation, mm-hmm, that we could get into. We actually had our guns temporarily confiscated from us because of something going through the Biden administration. And so we're now getting them back, in the process of getting them back. Coach Tuberville has had a big part of us getting our guns back. And so my boys are four sport athletes. And we were having to go to Montgomery to play, mm-hmm, and it was a lot. And so the Lord kept leaning on us, and everywhere we would go, people would be like, I got this kid, he really loves sports, but there's nowhere to play. And at the time, a lot of kids were going to another private school in the area, but that private school has since went into the AISA, and the AISA does not allow homeschoolers.
Okay.
And so these kids either had the Tebow rule, like you were talking about earlier, and take two core classes, or not play sports. So in that transition there, we said, okay, we'll dive in head first. And in 2020, we started Southern Christian.
That's awesome. What conference? You mentioned that earlier. What's the name of the conference?
It's the Alabama Christian Sports Conference.
Awesome.
It's the, we call it the SEC of the conferences. There are actually three conferences that we play eight-man football in here in Alabama. And the other one is the Alabama Christian Athletic Association, which has teams like Jacksonville Christian, Cornerstone, some of these other teams. Oh, Lord, please tell me that's not me.
Hey, mine just dinged earlier.
Yeah, oh, sorry, okay.
Seven
I'm
years.
All right. Yeah. But yeah, we are the conference that nobody wants to play, which is, it makes it tough on us because teams in our conference are extremely competitive. And usually, like last year, we beat Springwood, went on to play in the championship, and we beat Jacksonville Christian, who went on to win in the Alabama Christian Athletic Association. So those teams, they don't want to play us unless they have really good teams, which is kind of understandable because they don't have to play us, right? So
I totally get it. Can you guys hold on through a break? Is that all right?
Absolutely.
Anthony, can you stay for a little bit?
Yes, I can.
I figured so. I need to make a call to somebody and let them know that you're going to be a little behind as far as getting to the office. I will. I'll take
care
of that for you. Yeah. Auburn, Opelika this morning. We do need to get to Fox News, and then we'll continue with this discussion. Talking Southern Christian Athletics as well as AO Tourism. Anthony with me and Terling Tuesdays. Auburn, Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Talking Southern Christian Athletics with during the Terling Tourism Tuesday that we usually do. And one thing we were getting on, we were talking just a minute ago, and Jason Scott was going through things, and Anthony was going to ask you about this, so I'm going to take his thunder here.
Yep.
Let's talk about eight-man football, because I told them my first experience was I was out in Idaho. This was late 90s. I was out in Idaho and got invited to a game, and number one, I was shocked at the people that showed up. Of course, that's a big thing there in northern Idaho just because of the everybody being rural.
That's right.
A lot of the schools are small, so they did eight-man football through that.
That's right.
But it was in a dome, which we'll work on that. I'll talk to Anthony about that, about getting that for you guys.
Thank you.
theirs is a little bit different for the opposite weather they get versus us. Ours will be just
theirs is
keeping us out
because of snow.
The sun.
Theirs
call
is for snow. And
right there, by the way.
Exactly. So, but walk us through that a little bit. Number one, I'm sure you probably grew up playing 11-man football.
Correct.
So when you got into this, some of the big differences in what somebody would see if they went to eight-man football.
So a lot of eight-man football ends up being extremely high-scoring games, almost like basketball games.
Right.
Now, that's like we were talking about earlier, that's kind of outside of our conference. Our conference, we have a lot of low-scoring games, focus on defense, that kind of thing. But in some of the other conferences, and once you get outside of Alabama, especially like you're talking about out west where it is very popular, those games
That game, I'll never forget, it was like 60-something to 50-something.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
And that's entertaining.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it is a lot of
for
offense.
For the person this day and age that I love defense, but most people are like, I just want to be entertained.
Yeah. So it sells a lot of tickets, right? But a lot of the teams actually play on a regulation size field. Well, you got, you know, three less players, and you're playing on a regulation size field.
That's exactly what we were
it
doing.
It makes it. And the ends are wide open most of the time. If you've got a running back like Springwood had that kid, CJ, who's now at Opelika last year, the reason he was able to rack up all those yards because he could just get to the edge and go, and nobody, there was nobody to catch him.
Right.
And so it's a lot of fun to watch, but you know, you lose three guys, you lose a running back and two linemen. Basically, is the big difference. Defensively, it's all a mix up. You can do what you want, but so you do have to scheme. And Jeff Miller was talking about there are teams in our conference that play both, and so they have to practice both. It wouldn't be that difficult, but you'd have to have two playbooks and things like that because it is, you know, it's a little bit different when you've got a tackle instead of a guard. We don't have tackles. We have guards because we like to pull them. You know, we like to get those guys moving.
So center, two guards?
Center, two guards, and then you have to have five guys on the line, three guys in the backfield.
Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha.
And again, those of you wondering, this is not like your – 7-on-7 flag football. This is full contact.
They're suited
padded
up.
Yeah, this is actually football. It's just you're going to see less players out there.
That's right.
Are the field dimensions any different for you guys? I know you said most teams are wide open. Have y'all passed any rules in the last few years that shrink it a little bit at all?
So it is official. It's a 40x80 field.
Okay.
And we will play teams that have that set up if they're 8-man only teams. But like Mr. Turling there, we have to rent, so this is part of the reason why we know him so well is we end up having to rent all these fields because we don't have our own fields to paint, and all the fields are painted for regulation 11-man football. So our fields are wide and long, and we like it that way. When we play on a smaller field, it's a little tougher on our backs because, we've got some really good running backs that like to get to the edge, and they like to show their stuff doing that. So
a little side note, see the need for recreational facilities here.
Yeah, I mean that's yeah. Listen, this is stuff
on that.
This is stuff that you come in and talk about all the time.
I mean, between indoor space, outdoor space, and look, it's not build it and they just come, and I'm not talking about visitors. Mm. Yes, those are the extra piece of it that then pays for it. Mm-hmm. But it's a need. I mean, the community's not stopping growing. I saw something last night AL.com put out, and I think Opelika is the fifth fastest growing city in the state right now, and then the county's, I think, the second fastest county.
Yes,
and Auburn's off that top 10 list. That doesn't mean we're not growing.
Right.
It's just there's other ones growing a little bit faster because mm-hmm. there's smaller communities. Like Coleman, mm-hmm. I saw was on the list. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, it's just those are the I don't even call them byproducts, but just challenges that mm-hmm. groups like this face. Yeah. And I've just in my 7 years of working with tourism, literally this month is seven, is I've had a number of calls, contacts, and mm-hmm. about, hey, we need field space. And these aren't for outside groups. These are people that live here.
Right.
Yeah.
So just when you mentioned that, it was like, because that's something that my boss, when she met Jeff and her and I started talking, and then learning more about the program and where they play here with Opelika Parks and Rec at mm-hmm. Moore Stadium, right?
That's right, yep.
We just said, what can we do to help? And we sponsor mm-hmm. that. And so it's one of those little small things that I think can go a long way for y'all. And so tell them just if someone's listening or a community member, because Ben, I'm put you on the spot. Can you send them the link to this after?
Yes.
I usually don't do that on air. But I think it's just tell the community if they're listening or listening after, how can they get involved? How can they support?
Absolutely. So we are on Facebook, Southern Christian Athletics. There's several different things that are similar, but we are Southern Christian Athletics on Facebook and Instagram. Mm-hmm. We do not yet have a website. That is very close. We don't have that yet. And, of course, you can email us at patriots.sca@gmail.com right now if you're interested in sponsoring us and supporting Southern Christian in any way. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and all these donations are tax deductible. So in that way, we're helping each other out. And so I would love to hear from you. If you're a homeschooler in the area or a virtual learner in the area, mm-hmm. Please contact us. It's patriots.sca@gmail.com. And my name is Jason and my wife, Chastity. One of us will get in touch with you.
Very well said. This is just to tie it all in. I mean, this is stuff you brought up to me the last 3 years I've been doing the show. Mm-hmm. First, it was pickleball.
Yep.
We've been talking lacrosse,
mm-hmm.
multi-use fields,
ultimate frisbee leagues,
disc golf
leagues,
alternative athletics that people
adapted
are doing,
sports, wheelchair handball.
I mean, this is just another thing.
Wow.
When people think, the big three. Basketball, football,
and baseball. I love all those.
Right. Those
I
are great, them. Too.
But you know me.
And they put food on the table.
But you know me. And I know what you're putting the point together is like, we just want to showcase everything we have to offer in this community mm-hmm. because it's just another thing, whether it's somebody listening and says, I didn't know Southern Christian Athletics existed. My kid has been asking me to play sports and I had no clue where to turn.
Yep. Yeah.
Now we've got an opportunity. It's just like, with me as a dad, I just want my kid to experience a little bit of everything. So it's the same mm-hmm. thing here. It's like exposing people or people in this community and people that outside this community, because people outside mm-hmm. this community listen to these programs.
Yep.
This is a very well listened to program, and of course Auburn Network in general. And it's just doing the right thing and showcasing good things that people are doing. So, I mean, this started with a husband and wife in 2020.
Yep.
And you found something for, yes, your kids, but also others with a That's Christian right. you know, base and a foundation, and it's just refreshing. And kudos to you, and I know your wife does a lot of work as well on this.
No doubt.
Because so. when you're not coaching, she's also the
She is. That's right.
She's the AD. That's also correct. So they literally they flip hats. Correct.
We flip.
Can you imagine how that household is? Oh. Me and my wife run a foundation together, and that's hard enough. No, but give them one more time how to get in touch.
Yep. Look us up on Facebook at Southern Christian Athletics or Instagram, or you can email us at patriots.sca@gmail.com.
Very well said. And, of course, they get in touch with you. How, Anthony?
AOTourism.com.
You can find all the information. Be sure to hit that volunteer tab up there at the top. You can't miss it. And you can get some cool swag along with being involved with things such as this when Anthony gets that event down here and they steal it from Chattanooga. We'll talk about that next time around. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. More on the way.
Opelika Mayor Gary Fuller's favorite AM signal.
News Talk, WANN.